Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my two favorite gardeners. It's Lance and Lulu in the house. Good evening.
All right. Hello out there.
Hi, everybody.
Great to be here. We're back in the saddle again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Got a little saddle sores going.
Yeah.
Right.
I came limping in here going, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Using some body parts
I went from full throttle to full throttle.
Yeah.
Right. Shifting.
Mine is getting up at 4 in the morning and going till 8 or so, 9 o'clock at night.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know, these long days.
I know, and they're only going to get longer, right?
Yeah.
Bring it on.
It's all good.
It is all good. And bring on your phone calls, 970-527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. We will take emails at worm@kvnf.org.
Right, we got all this technology.
I know, it's great. We're a podcast.
Great. I can't
see. A wormcast. A worm casting.
I was just going to say, worm castings. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Lance is giving us the nod. Get to business.
He's got this.
Well, that's beyond me, that high-tech stuff. So.
All right. Well, okay. We're ready for you. And let's just talk about the weather, because we've had such great moisture all winter, and everybody's out there whacking and hacking. But what about soil moisture? As I was cleaning up my yard, I'm thinking, wow, some points of my yard are pretty dry, really dry.
Yeah, and it's just some parts of mine are really dry, mainly around the trees, because even though there's no leaves, they're really sucking it up, trying to get going and pushing buds and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And then but the farther you get away from the trees, it's still pretty moist down there. My raspberry patch that I'm weeding right now actually needs to be watered. But if it's going to rain or snow in the next couple of days, we'll wait.
Right.
Because you don't want to have water now and then get cold and damp, and that really slows them down.
Yeah, it's hard, right? It's hard to decide what to do because... Mm.
Interesting time. Learned that last week talking about the colder soil. You can plant now, will still germinate. It's just going to take longer.
Yeah,
it takes
cold
longer.
Cold soil, cold water.
Yeah, so it's dry, but probably not down terribly far.
No. You know, but like...
But if you're trying to germinate seeds, you got to keep them wet.
You have to keep them moist.
Yeah.
So you just hand water.
Yeah.
You know, I did plant some things, and I ran sprinklers, and wherever that touched the grass or stuff, boy, just greened right up and stood up.
Right. And it's so... the dirt is so soft at this time of year. That's the best part.
It is the best part.
It's
easy digging.
Soft.
Thank you, soft dirt.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Tiffany in Ridgeway on the line with some questions. Good evening, Tiffany.
There she is.
Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have two questions for you. The first one is about garlic. So this is the first year I'm growing it, and I planted it in the fall. And I went out there last Saturday, and it's doing great. But the tips are starting to turn an orangish yellow, and I don't know if I should be taking my mulch off now or leave it on. It's supposed to get down to like 17 degrees tomorrow night and Thursday night.
Yeah.
So what should I do?
Well, leave the mulch on, and the reason why it's yellow, and we've had Ron Godin talk about this last time. He's a soil scientist.
Right.
And in the cold soils, there's certain nutrients that aren't available.
They just can't get it.
And even though the nutrients are there. So it's most likely a nitrogen. And I think it's the other one that shows up is potassium. But that's what it is. So it should disappear as things warm up.
And should I keep the mulch on year-round or take it off when it...
Well, you got it on there. Okay. Leave it on there. You know, the only time that you really need to take that mulch off is when it's time to harvest, which will be July, and the mulch will be in your way. And you want to dry the bulbs out. So.
Yeah, and it'll probably, I don't know, what are you mulching with, Tiffany?
I have leaves and dried grass from last fall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. See, it'll decompose and go in. And
yeah.
It'll probably take care of itself. How thick do you have it down?
About 2-3 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that will disappear.
You're fine. It'll disappear.
Okay, perfect.
Just ride it out.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And then the second question is, we have about a third of an acre that's south-facing, and it's just this big, open, grassy area. And we have irrigated land water that runs down onto our land. So I never know when the water is going to get turned on. But there can be weeks at a time where there's like 2 or 3 inches of water sitting there, and then it dries up. But it just seems like wasted space. And I don't know if fruit trees would do well or oats or something like that. And I just want to plan for next year.
Yeah, okay. Well, is it
just tailwater? You don't really have shares of irrigation, so you just get whenever the people above you are irrigating.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay. We don't have water, right? Yeah. It's just all runoff, and we can't collect it.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's rough.
Yeah.
Can't count on it.
I know.
Well, you know, apricots and peaches can take it a little bit on the dry side, and so can grapes.
Oh, yeah, grapes can do it.
Yeah.
Okay. But she's really high, though.
What?
Right.
She's 17 degrees. In a couple of
Ridgeway.
Yeah, well, you would plant Reliance grapes. It's a red grape. And also Candace grapes.
Okay.
And both
and
are red.
Handle
yeah,
they're the super saturated water, the ground.
And, well, you saturate it, and then it's going to be gone and dry out. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be interesting. It's going to be tricky no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could use the old scattergun approach and put a bunch of different things in and see what happens.
Yeah.
See what survives.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye.
Good questions there.
Boy, that's
mm-hmm.
tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't count on the water. But
no, and then when it comes, there's a lot. And, oh, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Thank you, Tiffany Ridgway, for listening and your questions. 527-4868-1866, KVNF Now, worm at kvnf.org. And it's Holly in Montrose on the phone. Good evening, Holly.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on?
we were just calling. We have a couple of apricot trees that have bloomed, which is really exciting. They're second-year trees that we planted last summer, and it's supposed to get down below freezing this week, and we were wondering if we need to cover them with frost cloth or would old sheets work, or do we need to worry about it at all?
Christmas
lights.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
There you go.
Yeah.
I put Christmas lights in my trees 1 year, and I have pictures of the peach tree just be and then I put covers over the lights over the trees, you know. And I have a picture of the peach tree with about 4 inches of wet snow on top of the blankets that were under on top of it. And it's glowing from the lights underneath.
Yeah. Nice.
And everybody laughed at me, but guess who had the last laugh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So if they're small trees, you can put lights, you know.
Yeah. Cover them.
Yeah.
Okay. I like
it. Yeah. And throw some sheets or light blankets over it. Anything will help.
Yeah.
Just plastic will not work at all.
Right. Don't use plastic.
Okay. Good to know. Okay, perfect. Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
We love the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Holly.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thinking of apricots today, I mean, the whole valley along the roadside, everything's blooming.
Blooming, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if we could put Christmas lights in?
Well, God, what a great way to use your Christmas lights, right?
Uh-huh.
Take them down and string up your apricot trees.
Yeah.
Well, I had my Nanking cherries are blooming like crazy. The person that called us last week that was wondering about bringing the cuttings in and getting them to bloom, his trees. Oh, go for it.
They're going
to open up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I had to cut mine anyway, you know, because they were in the way and so forth. And I just brought them in and stuck them in water. And they're beautiful.
Yeah, even the peaches, some peaches are swollen now that they'll open up all the way.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Yeah, cherries.
That's just in water. It's not in like a willow bark.
No, they're not trying to root.
Okay,
we're not trying to root
it. Gotcha.
We just want to look at it.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was out there working, and it smelled so good. And I was going, wow, this really smells good. I wonder if somebody's drying something, you know, if it's a bounce dryer sheet or something. And then I thought, no way, you know. And then I figured it out. It was the violets.
Oh, yeah.
It's all those little purple violets. They're, you know,
they're everywhere right now.
Right? They're everywhere. They're kind of a love-hate relationship.
Yeah.
Because when they get in your lawn, I love them. I'm good with them. But I do take them out in places where I don't want them.
Yes.
But, oh, hey, fantastic smell.
They are fantastic. And we're going to talk about volunteers, but I'm going to give the phone numbers. 527-4868-866, KVNF now, worm at kvnf.org. Violets is one of those things. You can consider them a weed, but I love them. And volunteers are another thing that I love. And what do you have coming up right now that is
Well, this year I have, I'm seeing patches of lettuce. Now, the black seeded Simpson, that it's all coming up where I grew it for seed last year. So that's understandable.
Right.
3 years ago, and about 10 feet from there, I had red salable lettuce for seed. Well, it's still coming up. And then there's this spot over here in this that hasn't – I've never grown lettuce there because it's a perennial bed and it's all flowers and stuff. Yeah. And I'm going, where did all this lettuce seed come from? There
blew
it is.
It blew in.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
so
the
I
answer,
have,
my
friend. I have cilantro and dill. Those are – but all this lettuce was like, wow, where's this coming from? And the volunteers are bigger than the stuff I planted.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, right. Isn't that the way it is?
Yeah.
I love that about volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
They just
They're
know
hardy.
They just know what to do and
right.
when to do it.
Yeah.
You know, they got it.
Yeah.
I got
what
cilantro.
Do you have? Yeah.
I have cilantro coming up, and then I have thousands of little just two leaf, you know, who knows what they are. It could be anything.
Uh-huh.
Could be valerian. The valerian reseeds itself pretty readily. Mm-hmm. Could be dandelion. No, it's not dandelion because I don't have a lot of those. It's, I don't know. Could be anything.
I know. You got
we'll
a good
see.
Variety. It's like
yeah, we'll
Yahtzee.
See. Yeah. Yeah. I always, you know, take my dandelion heads off before they go to seed. So
mm-hmm.
I might get one or two dandelions here or there, but not mm-hmm. a lot.
Looking forward to that.
Uh-huh.
Saw the peonia. Peonies coming up.
Peonies are coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right. And we should water those, shouldn't we?
Yeah,
take careful.
You check them.
Bulb wise.
Yeah, yeah. Water any of those
I'm
things.
I'm not going to worry about them until they're up and running. Though.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I worry about them because you want that nice
mm-hmm.
flower.
Yeah, I had. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake, and I had some friends, and they said, "Well, the peonies are growing, but then the buds." Just dried
they
up.
Just dry
oh.
out.
And mm-hmm. I says, well, have you been watering? Well, they've been
no,
growing, really.
No,
they have water. You need to water them.
What, for that flower.
Mm-hmm. You know, as you said, the first beginning push, there's still plenty of moisture. But later on, even though they seem like they're growing, that's all coming from their big tubers. And they need moisture to actually bloom.
Set their blooms, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They just shrivel up if
mm-hmm.
you don't water them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else.
Asparagus is going really good.
Yeah, asparagus. And
I picked some today.
Mm-hmm. That's
parsley,
good.
My parsley has seeded itself around. I have two arugula plants that overwintered. I put a lot of mulch on, a lot of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that what you're using for mulch, is leaves?
Some, yeah, from, in parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's hay in some parts and leaves in others. And
now is an okay time to start mulching. I think that's what I was thinking
yeah.
when it was so dry out there. Should I be mulching this right now?
Well,
are you going to plant?
Well, no, just in places that, you know.
Yeah, you can go ahead and put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, it never hurts, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, no matter what, you're going to keep the weeds out.
Keep the weeds
the moisture
out like
in.
That,
the
moisture
and you
in.
Keep the moisture in. And
mm-hmm.
if you're not worried about, you know, freezing them out because it's too cold, then who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead
right.
and mulch them.
Yeah. Going to do it. 527-4868-866, KVNF now. And putting some stuff in the ground. What do you have going in,
oh,
Lance, right now?
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Well, stuff that I planted for seed crops, Amish snap peas, China rose daikon, radish, New York early onions, arumba carrot, and red deer tongue lettuce.
Oh my goodness, that's all seed crop.
Which is smaller than the volunteers.
Well, no, I just planted it, so it just got planted. So
okay,
yeah,
we can't hold that against it.
No,
yet.
And then yes, and then just regular. I planted the spring garlic, and potato onions, and peas and lettuce and spinach, sweet peas, radicchio.
Whoa,
radishes.
Busy.
And then I'm trying something new, part of Peyto seed collection. It's oilseed mustard. And most people don't realize that most of our vegetable oils come from mustards. Canola is one of them, known as rapeseed.
Okay.
And this
it's beautiful when it flowers, too.
This is, if you see those peasant pictures like in the India or in big fields of yellow.
Fabulous, yeah. And it's this beautiful, clear yellow.
That's the oilseed.
Yeah, that's they're growing that crop for oilseed.
Yeah.
And this one's called camelina. And it's supposed to be very, have the same same qualities as olive oil. Stop laughing at me.
No, we're singing. You go camelina, and we go camelina.
Yeah,
but anyways, I don't know if it's going to germinate, so I planted it really thick.
Okay, that's great. And it's an heirloom seed, an old seed.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a collection that you got that out of, right?
I've actually grown that. It was really gratifying
because
it's so beautiful and it's so prolific. You know the other mustard that's so beautiful right now is that purple mustard that's all over all the hills.
It's really good mustard, right? Really? Purple.
Yeah.
It's a mustard family. Every plant in the mustard family is edible.
So the leaves are just fine. And I had some, and you know, it wasn't that spicy.
No, it's kind.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to hear how you harvest this because we're talking about oil seed, which just sounds
it's another
a little
seed
different.
Crop. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to harvest the seed.
You're going to harvest the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My assumption is that because they're indeterminate, they're going to just keep growing, and there'll be mature pods, immature pods, and blooming all at the same time. I'm going to have to cut the water off at a certain time, and I'm probably going to have to harvest it at 80% ripe.
Oh, okay.
Because those
arugula does that too, though.
Those lower seed pods are going to shatter.
Yeah.
In other words, they're going to explode, their seed.
Explode, and their seed's going to
go all
everywhere.
Over the place.
Okay. So a little technique happening there.
And it's all learning curve on that one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Brand new. Something brand new.
Yeah.
Let's 527-4868-1866 KVNF now. Those are the phone numbers. Let's talk about the seed-to-seed program because we're talking about this oil seed mustard and you put a lot of stuff in the ground. What did you guys plant last Wednesday on the 2nd?
Oh, yeah, we did quite a bit of planting. We planted three types of lettuce for red romaine, green star, and... red salable, the people wanted to plant for heat-resistant lettuce. And most people don't understand. What you're doing is actually a lettuce that will germinate in hot soil.
Okay.
And stuff. And that these have all had, I've different. Had success with these. So that's that. And then they're planting some fava beans that are for cover crops. There was some tests on that.
Huh.
And then there was, there was some Newburg onions I brought down, some rumba carrots and some golden beets.
Mm.
And then they were going to do trials on eight different varieties. I think it was eight different varieties of cilantro. And we did one long whole row, and all of them were randomly. I don't know how they organized that, but that's cilantro planted. You know, 500 feet of cilantro to test for taste and slow bolting.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Slow bolting and...
my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
what up with this program?
Yeah. And then when it gets warm, there were some peas, like a snap pea and a shale pea that were planted.
Is this up at CSU?
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
And it's called Organic... Agriculture Research Station, ORS.
Organic Agriculture
Research Station.
Yeah. Wow. And this seed-to-seed program, that was your second week. So you've got seven more months.
Yeah.
First Wednesday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
And whoa, you have like more than 30 people showing up. And that is one heck of a crop you put in the ground.
Yeah. And then we'll get into some tomatoes and peppers. And there's some
Jimmy
corn.
The Dallow peppers are my new favorite. Yeah. Those are it.
Yeah.
So wait, I want to know on the on the 500 feet. So what did you do?
There's eight varieties.
Eight varieties.
And they numbered them and they planted them.
Yeah.
But they just numbered them. They wouldn't put names on them.
Ah.
So that you wouldn't have I really like this variety. Uh-huh. So this is gonna.
It's a blind seed test.
Yeah. And somebody's got that written down. I stayed away from that. Trying to organize that.
You do not have the magic combination. That's fantastic. And you can still participate in that. Go to
I think you can go and
learningcouncil.org.
Voga, I wrote them all.
Crash the party.
Crash the party. Seed crasher party. Seed party crasher.
But next one will be, we start them all at the Rogers Mesa Research Station. And then we'll be going to Mark Waltemeyer's Thistle Whistle.
Oh, okay.
On Hanson Mesa.
Okay, great.
Oh, cool.
All right. Good stuff going on and enjoying learning all this stuff about seed saving. Thank you to everyone putting that together. 527-486-8166. KVNF now. Lulu, you're fresh back, and you are probably just like, what is it that you're doing?
Well, I just got kind of cleaning up. Mm-hmm. I cleaned up today. I got real excited. I have the beautiful – I've decided I'm over tulips and totally down with crocuses. I'm over tulips. I'm over it.
Okay.
We're through.
Sometimes they just come up wimpy.
Well, yeah, mine are, I didn't separate them. I didn't do anything. You got to fuss with them. Or you have to have that red one that I see around town. If you see a hole in your red tulips, that's where they are.
Because, they're down on Rio Grande.
Yeah, they're down the Rio Grande. Because they've come every year, and they make more of themselves, and they're beautiful, and they're low to the ground. They're a species tulip.
Oh, a species tulip.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, the deer still eat them, of course, but if you can keep the deer off them, I might be into that. But what I'm – so anyway, I was just wandering around my garden going, I have got to get rid of some of this phlox.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I
too much phlox.
Have way too much. So and if anybody wants some phlox – call
is it the
me
dwarf or is it
no,
the tall,
it's the
big
tall stuff.
Stuff?
And it's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And the hummingbirds use it, and the bees use it.
Nice.
And, know, it just, and it's one of those put it in and forget about it, except that it's pretty invasive.
Mm-hmm.
Seeds itself all over the place. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to reclaim some of my garden space that's been taken over by phlox and other perennials and try to do that.
Kind of getting a plan out there.
Yeah, I'm getting a plan out there, and so really I need an army, but, I'll chip away at it.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. And the other thing I want to thin out a little bit is my daylilies again.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Again, yeah.
I tucked mine out of my garden and I put them on the west side of the house, and there's grass, there's some oak, scrub oak. They don't get much care, and there's all this competition. Who cares?
Yeah, that's what.
there you go.
No, that's the goal for sure.
Right.
That's why that whole Rio Grande garden is just all these plants that are super, aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the daylilies. I've got the perennial sweet peas. I've got the phlox in there now. I've got some valerian.
Yeah.
And I've got the poppies that disappear.
Nice.
The famous, they are, and then they're gone. Oh. What do you do after that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the question every year,
isn't
it?
That's the big question
every
year.
What's the answer this year? Who knows
what
it's going to be?
Yeah. I just wanted to make a comment on the tulip thing.
Yeah.
You actually need to probably dig those up every 3 years. get so thick.
Yeah, that's what's happened
they
to mine.
That they bloom less and less.
Yeah.
And so I bet you it's almost every 3 years. I don't have tulips at my house.
Yeah.
Wow,
mine are big, lushy bulbs. The row is spectacular, yeah. But there's no tulips in it.
You really got to give them some space. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crocus. I'm into the crocus now.
And they just do their thing.
And they keep – it's really cool because it seems like there's more every year around mm-hmm. my yard. I don't know where they come from. Maybe there's a crocus fairy. I don't know. But he or she is welcome anytime to just put them wherever they want. I'm into it. That's it. And then think of the advantage, you know, because they're so early – mm-hmm. They go quick, and then when you want to put your zinnias and your calendula and other mm-hmm. things,
good
yeah,
timing.
Right gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
So here's something, a suggestion for people. Saffron crocus.
Oh, tell us about that.
Oh, wait, is that the one that's white with the yellow in the middle?
I think so. Ooh. But it's a type of crocus, and it actually blooms in the fall. That's the summer and fall. Blooms August around. I've seen people have a few, but it takes a lot of saffron crocuses, the bulbs, to get saffron.
You know how much? It's ridiculous. They're out there with these little tiny brushes, brushing it into the – you can watch it on YouTube or something, and it's insane.
But that's where saffron actually comes
from. Yeah, saffron
is the flower.
Is the autumn or saffron crocus, and it's blooms. It will come up in the spring. And then it dies back. And then it comes back up in August.
Oh, like those, kind of like those pink lady lilies.
Yeah, and it has the same type of flower, a little bit different, but I mean still, but what they want is the stamens.
Yeah.
And that the pollen that's on them, or whatever you want to call that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they want.
Saffron.
But, I read an estimate of 20,000 saffron bulbs makes 1 pound of saffron.
Oh, my word. Wow.
But how much does it cost? I mean,
it's so a lot. That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's fun, though.
Yeah, it sounds really fun to grow.
And somebody had some one time. I remember seeing them.
They sound beautiful, too. I mean, it's kind of a nice color combo to have
gorgeous.
Out in your yard. All right, 527-4868-1866, KVNF Now, worm at kvnf.org. And what are you doing out in your garden right now? I mean, you can work out there till 8 o'clock at night.
That's the problem.
That's the problem.
And it's gorgeous. Yeah. And, it's not too cold.
What's nice is going out there and working, and it's so quiet. You know, the birds or this and that.
Oh, the birds
and
are
the,
having
the crescent
such
moon.
A good time. Yes. It was so beautiful last night.
Yeah. So there are advantages to staying out there late. And you.
Good the birds advantages. Are having a big time.
Yeah.
The birds are fabulous right now.
Yeah. They're just having a big time.
I had my first snake.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
We like that. Yeah.
Snakes.
Good
I get
sign.
Snakes every once in a while, but not much.
Yeah.
Fun to see.
They're so good for eating slugs.
Yes.
There you go.
They are. You saw that? They love
slugs. Man, they go on slug patrol and
they got a smile on their face.
Oh, they do. They you could see their little tongue is just blah, 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 licking their little
lips.
They're so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And a good thing to watch out for, ticks. You've seen a lot of ticks.
Well, I had one crawling on me.
Mm-hmm. It is important to
just
for that
so
stuff.
Pay attention.
Pay attention.
Yeah,
get those
you
babies
know what?
Off of you.
And in town, Jill, you and I as well, because they travel on the deer. And there have been so many deer.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
thanks for
Peony.
That warning. Yeah. All over, bedding over in the lawns, everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, they jumped into my yard. There's deer turds in my yard. Now, that's a feat.
Yeah.
You know, that come over one of those
no
fences.
Kidding, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. One year I was, for whatever reason, really tuned in, and I'm just walking around, not even looking for them, and I'd see them on a blade of grass.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, the ticks?
The ticks hanging out next to a pathway or whatever. Just a bit of sagebrush or
little
And like I said, I wasn't trying to do this, but I was just sort of, there they were.
There they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that time of year. So
yeah, Dave had a deer in his backyard the other day while he was sitting out there. My neighbor, you know, he said, yeah, I heard this noise, and next thing I know, here comes this deer right through the yard, you know, so.
There's tasty eating out there.
Yeah,
and all of these
they have discovered
up.
They're not that that crew that lives out lives in town here in Paonia is not one bit shy, not one bit.
No,
they got it figured out.
Yeah, so they're in their own hood.
They got the hood, man.
Hey, I want to let you know about a movie that's coming up at the Paonia Library on April 23rd. So that's like 2 weeks from tonight. It's happening at 6:30 and it's free, and it's about hometown habitat, and that is all about planting native plants in your town. Yeah.
Yeah, that is such a great idea. I know milkweed is a bad word, but I'm planting some.
Uh-huh. Oh, milkweed's a good word.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's monarch.
Your liver
butterf-
likes milkweed.
Yeah.
And the monarch butterflies.
The
won't
monarchs.
Lay, they won't
well,
lay
all,
their eggs.
Yeah, but
else.
All mm-hmm. butterflies really like that.
Like it anywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And even the world milkweed, there's a different type of milkweed.
The, that little one?
Little one.
Yeah.
And boy,
mm-hmm.
the insects
yeah.
love that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. yeah.
Rabbit brush. Yeah. They love in the fall.
Yeah. 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 So this is going to be good. There's going to be door prizes, and it's kind of an Audubon sponsored, like. Event that's happening, this mm-hmm. hometown habitat. If you want,
fabulous.
Oh, it really sounds exciting. And you can call Jeff at 808-756-5458 for more information. It's 2 weeks from tonight at the Paonia Library.
You know, that's going to get more and more important, creating living space for other creatures because mm-hmm. This global warming thing is really pressing. It's yeah. really, really pressing, and it's not going to go away, you know? So we got to do the best we can with the space that we have, and this yeah. is it, and here we are. So pony up, kids.
Yeah. Thank you for everybody out there that's working on that.
Yeah.
The research station up there,
yep.
the Seed to Seed program.
Yep.
Lance, you, Lulu, you. Thanks to everybody that helped me with my ditch this week.
Oh, good. You got it done. Great.
Oh, nice
you
work.
You rock it.
Nice work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thanks to everybody, really, all our mm-hmm. listeners mm-hmm. and all our callers. And
right.
This is it, kids. It's crunch time.
Yeah.
Get
looking
her done.
Forward to it. Yeah.
yeah.
We'll be back next Tuesday at 6:30. Lance, Lulu, thank you as usual.
Okay.
It's Leah Love coming up with One Woman's Perspective on KBNF. Thanks for listening to As the Worm Turns. Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Have a good evening.
I don't know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little low, and low.